Christmas, everybody, and welcome to another Everything Action commentary. I'm your host, Zach. This time we have Chris.
Hello.
Joe.
Oh, ho, ho, fuckers.
And two special guests this time, because it's Christmas, and we're gathering everyone together. So we have Ryan returning.
Hello.
And Asa for the first time.
Something festive?
Something Christmassy.
Hey, non-denominational. Yeah. Holiday Happy, cheer.
Merry holidays.
And stuff.
So so last year, we actually watched for Christmas, we watched Jingle All the Way. And,
How did we get stuck with this then?
Yeah, I don't know. Kind of a step down, I think, this year, but hopefully it'll be solid. Because we were kind of like perusing Netflix to see what they had for Christmas stuff. And the one that jumped out at us is the 1998 quote-unquote classic. I'll Be Home for Christmas, starring Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Fresh off Hot Home Improvement, when he said, like, I'm done with the show, I'm moving to Costa Rica.
Got goosebumps.
And, yes, yeah, so, I mean, basically, the weirdest plot ever for, like, a holiday movie was, like, Jonathan Taylor Thomas, it's, like, stranded in the middle of the desert in a Santa suit, and if he doesn't get home in time for Christmas, he won't get a Porsche.
In a suit.
Yeah. He's in a Santa suit.
And this is also basically Jessica Biel's breakout role.
It's funny because this is like inversely, like Jonathan Taylor Thomas is going down, Jessica Biel is coming up, and you could probably see where like they meet in his middle ground.
She stole all of his power. She's like a star succubus or something.
No, she's like a Highlander, where yeah. Like only one can walk away.
Christ. All right, so I think we're all queued up. You can watch on Netflix. I don't know if it's on Amazon, might be. Or you could rent it or do whatever you need to get this movie.
Hopefully not.
Or you can leave JT in the street and like make him retell you the tale.
Right, or
you can go to a pawn shop and probably buy it for a dollar.
On VHS.
Aww.
Maybe, hopefully it's one of those like old school like Disney like bubble VHS like cases.
Oh God,
those are the best.
Giant the ones that don't fit with the rest of your movies.
So yeah, so we are all paused right after the old school Disney logo castle fades out. There should be music still playing, but it's a black screen, and it should be around 12-13 seconds of the movie. So we'll go countdown, and we'll start get going, and we'll get into the holiday spirit with JTT. All right, so 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
Oh, baby.
Well, let's start it off with some smooth jazz.
Yeah.
Very Christmassy jazz.
I don't know how Disney couldn't afford, like, Frank Sinatra or something.
Or something that implied that Christmas was happening.
Oh, Disney, what happened?
Woo!
Ooh. Hey, at least
the
you got
once
the
and forever king.
He's the only person in this movie, apparently.
Yeah. Is this like a weird like Indiana Jones? Like,
I'm waiting for the plane to start. Yeah. Toot, 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 across the map.
They didn't own Disney. Disney didn't own Lucasfilm yet, so.
So I'm confused. Are we finding these actors in these states, or
were they just there when you drove by?
Aunt Carrie Cole.
Hey, you want to be in a movie?
I was in Office Space, remember?
I had the big glasses. Oh, Dot is playing a horn out of a hat.
There's like one sad like Jewish dot about anything.
I hate Christmas.
It's like a weird like Kwanzaa dot.
The one guy on set that's always trying to explain what Kwanzaa is, but nobody cares.
No one's believing him. mean, this is the golden age of, like, Disney, where they could just make one specific holiday movie that doesn't, like, incorporate any other thing.
Or is this, like, yeah, I wonder, is this post-Santa Claus, I wonder? Was it Santa Claus, like, 92 or 93?
I thought it was 96 or something.
I bet they're trying to, like, oh, man, Santa Claus is huge. We gotta, like, recreate that magic. Let's get another person. From...
another one.
Santa Guy Brian. Oh, wait, no.
Santa Claus was actually 94.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
Oh, JTT.
Look at those highlights.
He's gonna win the Sugar Ray lookalike contest for sure.
I don't know about you guys. I didn't get mail until I was out of college.
Is this supposed to be college?
I never had mail come to my locker either.
Yeah.
This is in college.
I never knew a kid that could actually fit in a locker.
Malnourished freshman?
Yeah.
Get on the net, you guys.
So 90s.
Cabo San Lucas.
What school is this where, like, most of the students are in the hallways and not in class?
Yeah.
Is this, like...
I thought this girls had
awareness day at the school or something. Like, what's all the busted schnozzes?
What's up?
You know they're gonna fuck.
So you would think that she's tall, but he's just like 4'2".
Yeah.
Hmm.
Is it like cracking those energy bars or something?
Yes.
Oh, I love you, Daddy. I love you so much. I got your money.
Why was that one already open?
She ripped it open. those are like 90 sports bars. Those are like 80% peanuts.
And how did he just...
No, they're like 80% like horse hoof. Like,
I feel like bad things are about to happen.
Yeah, he just passed up a threesome. That's his bad thing.
The mid-afternoon finals rapist.
Oh, Jessica Biel.
No offense to Jessica Biel, but she always looked like an older girl.
30? Yeah.
Yeah, like, she always looked like she's 30.
She always looks middle-aged. Mm-hmm.
And it just looks creepy like this when you see it, yeah. Like...
Get away from that little boy.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I gotta study.
Study these nuts.
Look at Smash Mouth. Look at Smash Mouth.
Is there
going to be a Smash Mouth Christmas song in this movie, I hope?
Holy crap.
That's what the kids are into at the time, you see.
She was like 16
WNBA.
Really?
That's how you know this girl isn't smart.
I'm sorry. She was 16 in this movie. She looks like she's about 25 right now.
That's what I mean. She does not look like a young girl.
That's a hard 16.
This is my dick stuff.
Tits?
Oh.
I need release. This is probably warm, and it's been on his person.
You're going to get a stomach virus in
there. Yeah.
He also pulled that out of nowhere.
Yeah,
that's like E. coli nog.
How did he just buy two tickets to Cabo?
White people.
Yeah, this is before, you know, kayak. Mm-hmm. The negotiator. Rollerblades. Yeah, Jake.
UFC. UFC. And black slaves. I mean, what?
Black slaves and guilty masturbation. What? Nothing.
Where does this take place? California?
Yeah.
Some California college.
Like, if you watch this as a kid, I think I probably did once. Like, college is cool. Like, or boarding school, maybe?
It's not a college, because you don't have lockers at college.
Yeah.
So it's and Disney wouldn't school. Do a college movie. It's far too risque.
What?
4-inch penis. Oh, man. This kid sucks.
Bogus. Totally bogus, man.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Now,
my hair.
That's actually a pretty serious thing that just happened. So.
Also, notice that she still had the eggnog walking down the...
Yes.
The Murph Man.
Oh, it's Token.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is you die first.
Yeah, this is a horror movie. He's dead.
Okay, let's go around the table with ages. I'm going to say 20. JTT is about 17.
Yep.
Okay, come on, show me someone else. Mm. All right, it's a beautiful face. I just need to see another actor.
Those guys are like 20-something, probably.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's 20. Oh, that guy's like 30. The blonde dude in the green shirt?
Yeah.
Easily. Remember the old Coke cans?
Look at the guy in the laptop behind him.
Okay, and this young man is like 14,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, how are they all in the same kind of weird boarding school?
I feel like JTT's assistant is like some weird like weird science guy or like a real genius guy who got in for like...
Hey, it's one of those orbs that collapses in on itself.
What were those bands on the door?
I don't even want to know.
Gary Cole.
Hey there.
It's great being white and rich.
Oh, you know, we just make cookies.
Excuse me for the father from the Three Ninjas, but I'm not.
That lava lamp in the back.
Wait, so...
How do you sabotage a computer file?
So a trip across the country is worth the same as, like, a trip to two tickets to Cabo?
Two tickets to Cabo.
Yeah.
Jesus. Well, it was, like, I don't know. Mexico's always been Mexico, yeah. I feel.
Okay, let's be honest. This was Mexico back in the 90s.
It was still kind of safe back then.
Kind of espresso
machine. Oh, it was very safe back then.
Wow, look at that mini cup.
Yep.
I mean, that's why we sent you away for boarding school.
And your mom likes you too.
So I don't understand the logic. Like, they send him, a high schooler, to a boarding school, like a really fancy one.
No, it's...
And now he wants him home.
Yeah.
They say it's college, Chris.
Hey-o, Beamer.
Oh,
Fourth, whatever.
You've never built anything by hand. You've never built a sandwich by hand, sir.
I think JTT needs to lay off that espresso.
I know. He's getting all goosed up.
I like how I need to bribe him to come home to be with his family.
Okay, here's a $150,000 car. Yeah.
Is it really a challenge to get on the plane?
It's like, spend one evening with us.
This is bad parenting. Like, I don't know how to
pass. Shut up, I'm Gary Cole.
Just one slap.
How did this plan work?
Where's my bag of oranges, bitch?
How did she not go like, I'm leaving you? Like,
it'd be great if he just like knocked the cookies on the floor and was like, bake them again.
Yeah.
Watch out, we got a math major.
She can tell time.
Ooh. And we got a magician, because he definitely didn't have those a second ago.
The lengths men will go to get their dong sucked.
Also, Since when do you send your kid all the way to the other side of the country?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, if my parents sent me away at 16, I would have felt like, wow, my parents really fucking hate me.
Yeah, man.
Even if they were rich, they could have probably found a boarding school nearby.
Okay, yeah, so now this brings me to a question. Is this high school or college? Like, I keep questioning it because everything in the background suggests it's college, right?
Ish.
It's,
but they're all fucking 16.
Yeah, but this suggests high school.
Right, right, except for that guy.
Description.
It's the guy in the back who's balding.
Yeah.
It's the guy in the back.
Right.
Uh-oh.
And, I mean, the movie does say college student.
Yeah.
But...
I love how the generic posters is, but...
This definitely wasn't my college experience. I don't know about you guys.
I know that.
Oh my god.
Oh man, they're beefing the answers to them.
You kids.
Damn kids and your things.
Beepers? Wow.
That teacher should be fired.
Yeah.
Just like, these people are
beautifully
copying.
Wow, I do miss pagers.
What?
Hey-oh!
You're gonna get raped.
That kid is like 10.
That's not the answer.
College part.
I'm gonna write it anyways.
Ma'am, can we use the phone? We need a
Did
call.
That guy just break his pager?
I think he's crushed it.
My movie stopped. God damn it.
Okay, so
I remember
like,
this song.
This is like the peak of the 90s, right?
Yeah.
Look at how many frosted tips there are here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one, right? Two. I think I saw a girl with frosted tips.
Damn you, Mark McGrath.
Damn you, Pacey from Dawson's Creek. Is the guy on the right Samuel L. Jackson? Oh no, he's just wearing his hat.
Yeah. It's like the leader of the evil kids, like the proto, like Zac Efron.
Whip him out. Guys,
it's called I'll Be Gay for Christmas.
Oh god. Rape scene. No.
You're about to lose Jessica Biel.
So this is how the hangover starts, eh?
Yep.
Yeah, this is a pretty elaborate like thing for some college
like,
freshman to pull
like
off.
How far in the desert? Like, it's super far in
okay,
the desert.
Okay, so they stripped him down, they
changed
put him
them.
In a Santa suit, and they left him in the desert?
And
they also had to have teabagged him at least
yeah.
once.
I'm gonna say that they used their
like,
own
and they beat him. Mustache. Beat him into unconsciousness, too.
I'm not saying it was him, but someone was penetrated that day.
Oh, that's... Yes,
my bud.
Off, dumbass.
These aren't my clothes.
This is some sort of writing.
Wow. They're, like, so lazy. They just went, yeah, call us the boys. That's
yeah.
fine.
Who's... By the way, who's Eddie?
Like the Zac Efron you can, I guess? I don't know.
Oh, they totally super glued to his face.
Olympus!
Puberty. Let's teach you how to shave.
And now he's got a lovable vulture friend.
Why don't you just kick it?
Should be voiced by, like, Gilbert Gottfried or something. Like Andrew Dice Clay.
Oh!
I'm a buzzard! Oh!
Hey, kid.
New car smell. You want it on you, baby?
How about I put that new vagina smell? Ooh.
How about I drive my new car right up your vag?
Hey, didn't he, like, ruin this car by smashing that beamer?
Yeah, what like, happened with that, yeah.
Yeah, but if this were real college girl logic, she'd be like, oh my god, he's such a fucking rebel.
Oh my god.
He smashed that beamer. And I left a pail of secretion all the way to my room.
Lady, you're gonna get raped. You're not getting this, like,
yeah, this is how most like, PSAs start.
He clearly has some sort of like knockout agent.
Yeah, he has like an evil scheme going on with this ride.
He's gonna slug this guy.
So whoa. Basically, you're a party pooper.
There might be a racist joke in this.
That's awesome.
And a little sexy. So what?
We're gonna
just don't mess up my hair.
In the eyes.
The car's untouched.
I don't know. I was under the impression you might have had a dick. Do you have anything with guitar?
I'm in a sensitive mood.
Crash.
Smash.
It just runs down like four people.
not even runs them down. Just like horribly cripples one of them, and then it like stops the whole movie.
Get the fuck out of my way! I'm rich, bitch. This is normally called kidnapping and, you know, attempted murder and then vulture sex.
Oh my god, are we gonna watch him get it on?
It's like, to cross
he's gonna get freaky with the vulture.
It's like, across the desert.
Oh, here it goes.
Three-way.
Oh, love birds. Get it?
I thought he was gonna have, like, talk to, like, the vulture council to, like, make his way across.
Oh, good. An abandoned gas station in the middle of the desert. I definitely won't get molested here.
There's a guy sitting out front playing with tires.
There's a guy sitting out front looking into my eyes as he masturbates.
So, Santa, huh?
And there's a tumbleweed.
Yeah.
Because why not?
Desert, why not?
Desert, tumbleweed, bush, shit.
Hey guys, you can buy genuine eagle feathers for a dollar.
What? Hey, that's what the sign said. Yeah.
Was it?
Is he wearing pants?
I don't
Hopefully
think
not.
Was it the Home Alone house?
Yeah, me on Home Alone.
Yeah.
Boner!
Ready, little sister. Up your mother's ass. Oh! $18.60.
10 years ago, because who cares? I really wish he would get caught on fire.
Define airport. Wham, wham. Oh, he said home for Christmas.
Gosh. Dad, why can't you just believe me?
You guys.
This is so bogus, man.
This is a terrible father. Like,
I'm gonna go listen to Jewel.
Son, I don't care if you're dying, quite frankly. Do you want to make $40, young man?
It is that! Oh, God!
Operation. Oh, you cold. Oh, wow.
Don't worry. Gladys is going to drive you.
Why don't you stick your hand up this dress and see if it makes you feel any better?
I don't know what Tom Girls means, but...
Tom Jones.
It's definitely going to be a bunch of her dead friends in the car.
Just like dead cats.
of course, she's driving 2 miles an hour.
Yeah, there you go. Get it, get it.
I'm pretty sure that one in the back on the right is dead.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Fucking 4.2s is still an 8, so I'd say go for it.
No, it's just that your friend smells.
Your friend died about 2 exits ago. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Give me some
gum. Just get a gummer. Don't worry, guys.
I have jobs. I sold jobs. Ah!
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, now it's getting high.
Nothing like puke play.
I've seen the girl throw up on it before, but never the guy. All right.
Is that? Did she spill pickles on
it? Yeah,
I think so. You're not Santa.
Wow, they toss him?
For having a fake beard?
You're a phony.
Old lady's got
real power. Santa? How dare you?
You old bitch.
The hell is a yammy?
I don't know.
Why doesn't he just steal a horse?
Yeah, they're right behind
you. Yeah, they're right there.
I mean, shit, you jump a fence, you steal a horse, you ride away.
God damn.
Jessica Biel wearing a shirt.
Jessica Biel's wearing the shit out of those jeans. Note to self, build time machine and introduce yourself to impressionable Jessica Biel.
She's clearly not that smart.
Yeah, there's still time. So wait for her to get that Seventh Heaven money and then bam! Well.
Oh, there she is!
The
logic,
Eddie. Okay, Santa. I'm sure if you just ran straight across traffic, you'd be fine.
Yep.
Oh my god.
I have to poop. I have to poop. that was a dangerous maneuver.
Okay, so. Clearly, JTT can't run through traffic, but this guy can just pull through and not get hit.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. That probably should have been the end of the movie right there.
Horrific car accident claims 2 lives.
Yeah, man.
And the rest of the movie is just like his guilt and regret.
Also, it really looked like he was about to cry there.
And the award for worst cover of a Christmas song goes to this guy.
North Polar.
Why would you put
and
that off?
Clearly,
there?
The most creative sign goes to this guy.
Wait, so they're in Nevada?
I guess. And I thought the college was in California, but.
How about you start walking? You
it's a 4-hour difference in California and the desert. Like, I mean, like where he was.
Wait, it's snowing in the desert?
It does that now and then.
It was totally raining. And that don't happen.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely just Storm just being a cunt.
Bow chicka wow wow.
It's like, oh darn, there's only one bed.
Oh no.
How much money are they really saving by like not flying?
Yeah.
You know, like
Chris, you gotta remember gas was only like $1 back then.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, looks like he's sleeping in the car.
Looks like I'm jerking off alone tonight.
Just another Tuesday. Looks like I rolled a snake eyes again.
Oh, I could totally steal that sleigh. That reindeer would totally get me there on time.
Although I do think it kind of would have been funny if it just cut to Jessica Biel getting, like, the shit fucked out of her by that guy and then the credits roll. It's like, no, JTT failed.
JTT gets hit by a car. Is he seriously talking to a doll right now?
Well, he just spent, like, probably an hour in the snow desert.
So. He's slowly slipping into madness.
I was gonna say, like, is this movie like a...
Is he gonna have sex with Santa now?
Nope.
God, I hope. By the end of the movie, he's just going to be Nicolas Cage.
This is how he was born.
It's like, because like,
I wasn't born Cage. I became Cage.
Like, and the movie's like 20 years later.
He's just still walking through the desert. Where'd they go?
Hey, I made a home for Christmas.
I want to take his face off. Whoa, you're not as hot as last night.
Yeah, she like really got...
Oh, what's going on? You got your period or something? You gross girl.
Did she just like get hammered or something?
I don't know. I guess so.
Yeah, since like... when is a girl slightly tapping you counting as a slug?
Yeah.
Oh god, I'm hallucinating!
You How damn you hobos, get a job.
God damn it.
Hey, a licensed song. God
damn it.
But they couldn't get Blue Christmas, but they got this one.
Here oh, yes. The one car part. On the road I want to get in.
Let me get this windowless van.
The van with no heat and what looks like a blanket that's stopping the...
Yeah.
No, it looks like an AIDS blanket. It looks like...
it's provided like a Native American like gift shop.
All right,
it's
guys,
probably a smallpox blanket.
Here's the situation. We want Jim Carrey for the role, but we can't afford it.
So, yeah.
So we'll just go with this guy.
This guy's about to eat a floor burger.
Yeah, this movie's weirdly lacking in like celebrity cameos. Like it's a Christmas movie.
Hello.
Santa, get in the van.
You realize that there's a guardrail and you can
get
over it.
No, run away.
Instead, let's run away from the guy driving.
Knife killed again.
JTT's dead. Yep. And credits. Oh.
Man.
Oh man, Santa!
Looks like there's blood on his bumper, anyways.
Oh, that boot!
Well, that might be a foot pops out.
Oh!
Oh my God! I'm so hot. Worst actor ever? And now they kiss?
They look like it.
Yeah.
And now they kiss?
Man, this music was just the best.
Is it sad?
What the hell are we listening to?
They're listening to Aqua. I own the CD, that's why.
What?
I'm glad you know this, Chris.
This is terrible.
I'm sure it's from DDR, and yeah. You don't own the CD.
They couldn't afford money.
Wow, he just threw the big word millennial out there.
Did you say necrobatic food?
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a hemophiliac? I don't know, I didn't hear what he said.
What I'm getting at is, I'm gay.
You mean line?
Things like his penis.
It's the curve of his penis. Some call it a birth defect. I call it a bonus.
And he banged me.
I'm going to put it in your butt.
I blessed the rain down in Africa.
He plays the pan flute, okay?
He writes poetry and cries a lot.
He can juggle. I'm really attracted to juggling.
Did he pee on you? This is my dick. I named him Poetry. Oh!
How did he not finish the burger
yet?
Yeah,
he just said it's 2 hours.
I was positive I killed
you. Why is only the tomato, like, the tomato separate from the burger?
Also, why didn't you put the...
You want some of this Floy burger?
Why didn't you put the tomato back in the burger?
Wait, how is he ahead of them?
Yeah, like, didn't they get, like, an hour head start? Yeah.
Now, he was standing on the road for quite a while. Yeah.
Unless that guy's just a super slow driver.
Oh, this guy's gonna
and
kill
in,
them.
In this scenario, the chimney is the vagina.
Yeah.
You don't want this guy, like, assisting you. This guy's gonna
Here
end up
go,
killing
Santa,
everyone.
Here you go, Santa. Eat my burger. Wait. How does that cop know that he's speeding?
Well, maybe it's the fact that it's a grown man in a rape van with a little boy dressed as Santa up front. I don't know. I don't think it's necessarily the speed.
I'm gonna make a run for it.
Was your dad Johnny Cash? Because that's the coolest thing I've ever heard.
Get her done, girls!
My daddy shot a man in Reno just to watch him die.
He's like if Johnny Cash was Forrest Gump.
Oh, man.
Okay, now, we run in opposite directions.
Why does this guy have
right, yeah, no, cops yeah. love this. Keep going.
Yeah, just keep smiling like a special person. Holy crap.
Would this cop let this van be near children? Like, yeah. Is he actively gonna... Yeah, that's fine.
Gross misuse of police property.
Yeah, they're like, oh, I helped a Santa get to a children's hospital. They're not going anywhere.
A Santa in a creepy, creepy van.
Why not just, like, pull in front of them, get out and wave, and be like, yo, bitch, he left me in the desert.
Yeah.
Or, like, try to ram their car. It's...
Dear God.
Gifts, yeah.
I like children.
I've got my dick in a box.
Kids, I got a gift. Come here.
The gift of a repressed memory.
An easy bake oven, because you're a woman and you need to learn.
Where did they get all that stuff?
He stole it.
Oh
God,
oh.
He has. Like, How many freaking, like, joysticks does he have? There's, like, 5 computer joysticks around there.
Yeah, he's got, like, 3 joysticks.
Yeah, and then, like, a bunch of toasters.
Why are there... Why is the same Sony box all over the place?
Oh, the Sidewinder.
Product placement.
Yeah.
From where did all these kids take all this stuff?
In my country, I don't have Santa.
In my country, we have no health insurance.
Can you give me my parents? to Mexico, deportation for you.
I want
Yo quiero freedom. People free.
English?
I don't speak Spanish.
Jesus, he wants everyone from Mexico here.
I don't speak Spanish.
This kid wants more than any other kid before.
Yeah.
Fine, let's send the kid home. Don't worry, it's not like he has cancer. Or
yeah.
Okay, so where's this kid's family? Like the little Hispanic boy, like
Nicaragua.
They're all, yeah, they're all guilt tripping things. But where the hell's the kid?
It's like abandoned him at this hospital.
Like his parents are like drug camels.
So is that his stepmom?
I think yeah.
Yes. Totally said my dad and not dad.
Yeah, mom's dead.
I'm sure this is like Gary Cole's like third marriage or something.
Does anyone notice that their Christmas tree is like what token rich white people had back in the 90s? Like really unpractical ornaments and like just like beads.
Just white lights.
They are token white people.
This entire movie is like white people problems.
First world problems, guys. Come on. You know we all got them.
God, if only I can make it for Christmas so I can get a Porsche.
Snowflake gonna get arrested.
A beating?
Have the vacuum that the little Esteban didn't want.
You're under arrest.
Why does he have two belts on?
He's not real.
What world was this when anyone in a Santa costume was approaching?
Yeah, but like Santa's the ultimate authority.
Yeah, he'll solve anything. Like, this is weird. Slammed.
Da-da-da.
Rasta.
Wait, isn't this like state property? It's just going across the state.
Quiet you.
Like, yeah, I think Aso is just like, it's the misappropriation of funds, and this guy's taking a road trip.
Another misappropriation of police vehicles.
His shift is done, Chris.
Yeah, well,
you don't take the company car.
That's his car.
I should have done. Let's drive 6 hours to Nebraska.
And to charge the taxpayer.
Yeah, put another coat of wax on there. Couldn't he just, like, call his dad and be like, Dad, I need another ticket. I got raped.
Yeah,
he did. He didn't believe him.
Dad, they put it in me. You don't want to know where. You don't want to know what.
Yeah.
But something was inside me. I need help. Turf and turf.
Okay.
Perfect.
Get it? They like steak.
Steak with your steak.
That guy's a murder-suicide waiting to happen.
We all need one of those hats, by the way. What, you don't kiss your sister with a tongue? Hey, come on!
What would Jesus think?
No, you made the honor, bitch.
I don't know. They said Jägermeister in a Disney movie. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, because no little kid knows what that is.
Was it like a mouth kiss or a penis vagina kiss? I'm sorry, are you on Mike and Molly in like 15 years?
I was going to say, like, this is like the proto Muslim.
And 100 pounds.
Yeah.
Is that Josh Brolin?
She's a bitch!
Shut up, poor man's Josh Brolin.
Oh, so the only reason he hates his family because of his stepmom?
Apparently.
That's right.
That should have been stressed so much more, you know, like, in the beginning.
Or at all.
At all. Holy Christ, Grandpa Death! What was that cow mooing?
There's live cows in this restaurant.
they use like a cattle gun to kill them. And it's like it's like lobsters, but with cows.
Penis.
Use your gun, whatever.
Something that Esteban said.
He's a cop. Why are you honking at him?
I hate this music.
She's just like a cow, I just realized.
I know, that's kind of like a double entendre.
I also think God these gypsies rolled in.
Is he writing on a Talkboy FX Plus?
He should.
I like how he's writing this on his ticket.
Hey, there's a black guy in the bottom corner.
He's like, what the fuck? And then he just leaves.
Oh.
It's like the manager pops up. Marjorie, you're fired.
Yeah.
Marjorie, get this sideshow out of my diner.
Yeah.
Don't go off card.
Don't go off cue.
Oh, God.
I'm gonna make sweet cow love to you.
Sexually, I mean.
This is probably the most exciting thing that's ever happened in this town, so.
This song sucks. This song sucks.
Even the cows hate it.
There's like the table. It's like, man, we still haven't had our order yet. Stop crying. Get our goddamn
35 food. Minutes for a cup of coffee.
Bitch,
play class.
Give me food.
Play classical gas.
No, bitch, get on your knees.
Fellish me in front of all your customers.
Give me what you know I deserve. You know, there's that one guy in the back just shaking his head going, God damn it, I was going to get laid.
He's, like, so close to get with this, like, fat waitress. He's like, at night's working this.
Wild God. His name.
I know. I forget what this guy's name is again.
Hey, Santa, you want to come home with us and show me
Hey, Santa, you want to see me doing?
What is his name? Jake.
Jake.
Of course.
Oh, God. Now they're going to do it in the back of a cop car.
If penguins have cocks.
pull over and let her out.
Get mouthy.
What my dick.
You know what I wonder? How long it's going to take for you to give me what I deserve. I should blow him.
I should actually blow the dude off.
Hi-yo. Not something you should yell while you're driving in the middle of the night.
Edelbrook!
Yeah.
How about a dumpy motel in a fake Bavarian village in the middle of nowhere?
Where I bag your brains out!
Who's the head man?
I think that's what he calls his penis.
Is it still
that's just what I go to first.
If you use a nickname.
Nothing on there.
It's ruining the highlights.
Stuck on with semen.
Did you guys jizz on my head? You guys jizz on my head. Didn't you?
You guys.
Santa's not real!
He's gonna put on his pants? Aw.
Now take off your pants!
Hey guys, when's the last time someone you helped critique something in the bathroom?
Yeah.
This kid's like, this kid's gonna, like, is gonna grow up stupid recently. And get kidnapped a lot.
What if he critiques like people, like he's at the urinal, he's just like, you know, your stream is good, but you could probably use some more aiming.
Oh, he didn't wash his hands.
Why were you ho-ho-hoing?
Dirty little kid.
Why'd he throw his
beard away? I don't know.
Apparently they do weddings.
I would get married there.
Okay, this is a weird town. It's got like
what
the restaurant of cows.
What the hell?
Weird German town.
Is that supposed to say that's like Pirates of the Caribbean?
Excuse me.
Nah.
No, because I've got a big penis, too.
Wait, why is there a dynamic in this relationship seem like they're going to do it?
Yeah.
Like,
also, why?
Yeah, I'm actually more interested in, like, their story than...
Yeah, like I feel like that is a whole different movie where, like, they were, like, you know, not interested.
The
now they're together.
Johnson. And I've got a big nose.
Uh-oh.
Time to get dirty.
Unlikely.
Wait, that really happened?
Apparently.
That did.
JPP, all the sperm on his head is actually killing his brain cells.
Mistletoe, Chris, you have to. You have to make out with tongue under mistletoe.
She was into it. You see that shit?
Yeah, she was.
They only rented one room that night.
Economical to cheat.
Can you speed up?
I hate the Germans.
I'm Jewish.
Come on, you want revenge, don't you?
My girlfriend is cheating with me in Edelbrock.
What the hell?
Yeah, he's trying to MacGyver like
what's in the box?
Hey. I hope he's gonna eat that sandwich.
Oh my god, that is hideous.
A well to drown your baby in. And a freaky
Why is there a sex doll in the corner?
It's a costume, role-playing.
I truly think it's a sex doll.
It's whatever you want it to be.
Or whoever you want it to be.
Listen, lady, I already had one gum job today.
Wait. Doesn't the guy behind him realize that's his, like, cooler?
Yeah, didn't there...
Ah! I'm a bus driver!
Yeah, didn't the guy the trucker hat put that cooler up in the rack?
How did they know it's the little girls?
Again, the Santa is like this universal pass.
Yeah.
That's getting a little dangerous when a bunch of white people are down in Edelbrook.
Do you guys realize that Edelbrook is not a hospital? It's like
they keep getting angrier.
I'm in charge, damn it!
You don't go to that Edelbrook! Chanel!
Edelbrook has the best hospital in the country.
I'm a bus driver, damn it! I'm important!
I feel like we should yell at a bus driver to see if that would happen. It like changes route.
Las Vegas! Las Vegas! Las Vegas! Just see what happens. Yes.
You see, in any kind of turn, like, they would be banging by the end of this film. Like, they would fall in love and be like, you're the one for me.
End of this film, they would two party. Exits into the first car ride. Are you kidding me?
Was everybody retarded back in the 90s?
Yes.
Since when does a transplant organ get transported by Santa on a bus in a cooler that probably had Beast Ice in it?
Did you want to be on the fucking naughty list?
Bitch, just tell me where she is.
That's
right, I'm Santa. Bitch.
Appropriate.
Wow. He just got thrown out by dudes in leader hoods.
That's not very authentic. Where's the SS uniform?
Except for the black guy.
Except for the black German.
Other than that, it's pretty authentic.
I don't think he needed to crawl. I think they would have been fine if he walked back.
See, this is how you know it's a movie, because the housekeeping lady's white.
And she's got a checklist. They really don't give a shit.
The manifest.
The chances that their names are actually on that list?
Why don't they have the names?
We know Germans like to log things.
Maintenance? I'm Santa, bitch!
It's actually worse.
Oh, yeah.
I was just cranking one out.
Notice he's not wet at all.
Big deal.
Wow. Jessica Biel's kind of a bitch. Mm-hmm.
Punch him, kill her.
That won't help your case.
Yeah, really.
Why would you funny pull his towel off?
It'd be funny if both
you're the one looking at it, dude.
If Jessica Biel and Jonathan Taylor Thomas were both like, "Damn,
damn, that's a small penis,"
or he takes a towel off and you just hear a thud, like Jesus Christ.
And you notice he doesn't immediately cover up; he just says foul.
He's like, "Yeah, you like that shit." Gotta want it.
I beat Cummings next.
I have a curfew. Killing 15.
Be with my family.
Bitch, because my family's gonna eat dinner.
My highlights.
Let's speak for some tips.
Selfish bitch.
Like the car?
Bitch, you don't have a car. Where are you going?
Yeah, where's she going?
She's probably going to ride Eddie's dick home. True. Also true.
Like a boob chance transplant?
That's not how the real world works.
Why do people keep calling him Santa?
I know, I'm saying he's a...
We've established that it is not, in fact, Santa.
And seeing as how we've ripped the entire costume off of him...
He's free.
I wonder...
I think he can wear whatever he wants.
Butthole.
She called him a butthole.
I wonder if this is like Santa Claus rules, where if you put on the suit, you're Santa.
Once it gets off, you're just a fat white dude.
If I was like a passenger on this bus, I'd be pissed.
Can we just go already?
Yeah. Also, how did he get dressed so quick?
What?
Oh god, now are they gonna fuck?
How are they now best friends?
Bitches be crazy, right guys?
And why do I have a Twinkie in my hand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Symbols.
Yeah, I never thought I'd have your finger in my butt. What?
By the way, you need to give me roadhead.
I can't believe I liked you as much as I did.
There's a parking there.
Get the fuck out of my car! Okay, JTT. Time to punch him in the face and steal the car.
He didn't leave him in the desert.
Nobody's cooler than you.
I mean, look at my hair. I'm pretty awesome.
You'll never have tips this frosty.
Nice and slow.
I actually thought they were going to be friends. This is actually really disappointing.
Take it up slow.
Dude, the feels are coming. Don't worry.
What?
Want you to die.
How will this help you?
We will make a carriage out of our bodies.
Hope you guys are ready for the big set piece of this movie.
Yes, because all I want to do right now is run a 5K. With a bunch of dudes dressed as Santa. Jesus Christ, thank you.
Only $1,000?
$500!
That's actually pretty good.
Yes, let's eat Domino's pizza.
Dilly.
What?
Maybe you should have just left the cum stains on your head.
I'm having flashbacks of, like, the Jingle and, like, Santa fight.
They would catch that.
Racism.
I think that was racist. I'm not sure, but I think that was racist.
Is this a Disney movie, so...
There's, like, a really old man in front, you know?
Cocaine, Santa!
Why is this guy being so nice to this other dude he just met?
Yeah. Really nice.
Never seen so many fat people actually trying to boot.
Oh no.
It's not a complete modern Christmas movie without a Run Rock Rudolph song.
Great, another shitty song.
I think this is a Nelson version of the song.
Somebody needs to punch Black Santa in the face.
Oh, he's cheating.
It's the only way you have a chance of winning.
Yeah.
Seen your face, kill him.
Time to die, bitch. Keep the Christ in Christmas. You really? Want an eggnog and a cookie? It makes you run faster.
Eggnog is the worst thing for like a runner.
Milk was a bad choice. Pile up. Gay sex.
I mean, there's the dog one that gets dog $1,000.
Oh, more gay sex.
If these runs are really like this, I would really watch them a lot more.
Notice the Kenyan jumps the entire group of like 14 dudes.
Wow, how are they on par with the Kenyan? Or were?
It's because JTT has magic powers.
Oh no.
What a douchey Kenyan.
It kind of looked like he could have just ran straight through that.
Probably.
Sack tap that old man.
Punch to the gut.
It really doesn't seem like they just ran a 5K.
No, they seem really fine.
Also, that's when you tackle the old dude. Take his hat.
Why'd he wait for him?
Yeah, why did he wait?
Also, wouldn't it be super hot in a fucking Santa suit running a 5K?
Probably.
Yes.
That Lance Armstrong?
Did his eyes just go cross?
I think that's Lance Armstrong.
What, the other Santa?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's some famous dude.
He's got the same like face, maybe. I don't know.
I just little bit. $1,000, and I didn't even pay back that guy that gave me $10.
Yeah, what a douche!
I think they already arrested you.
What were they arresting him for? Like,
how could they arrest him for yelling at a cop?
Yeah, like this is the 90s.
Like I was saying, that like they're trying to arrest me. He's in the back of a police car.
Also, notice the cops were still in their Christmas tree outfits.
Why are you doing that? You idiot!
1-100, 2-100, 3-100.
I'm gonna rob you.
The mayor don't need $1,000.
Dick.
Asshole.
I know. It's like out of towner just wins.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. A plane ticket back then probably only cost like $20.
Probably, yeah.
Like, come on.
Is it the mayor's house? Like, you just like... Yep.
Yeah, he slums it. He lives in a dumb lot.
He's giving him all of it?
Take out one of those hundreds.
Hey!
You rip idiot. One in half and just...
You have to
half
pay that man still. Get away from my house.
Huh. In my bed.
I don't have a wife.
It's like, come on in. Come and meet the family.
They're all like duct taped to the table.
He's got a power drill inside. Yeah. He just revs it afterwards.
We were just about to open the presents.
Bitch, did I stutter?
That'd be a terrible ticketing agent for, like, letting a 12-year-old girl buy a ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah, she seems trustworthy.
Yeah.
Bitch, I'm gonna punch you in the face when I get home.
I ran 5 miles with a Kenjin. Like, shouldn't he be, like, exhausted and, like, shivering? Because it was, like, from his, like, muscle spasms?
Douche, comma, bag.
I really wish there could still be passwords at the airport.
Yeah.
Could be a terror.
Bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously.
Also noticed his sister just wasted all her money.
Yeah, she just... pre-9/11 was awesome.
I'm pretty sure people die doing this.
Also, is he on a plane from the 1940s?
Yeah, it's actually the plane that Indiana Jones crashes in the...
Temple of Doom. Oh,
yeah.
How did they get him on what? There without noticing... He's a man.
Yeah, what?
Pre-9/11.
Back when you could still smoke on an airplane.
Were we still using, like, prop planes in 1998?
Son bitch! So wait. If he could let the dog out at any point in time, why did he wait until after the dog shit in the cage?
Yeah.
And then tell the dog, bad dog.
He really wanted to just sit with the dog.
I feel like he's
gonna
arrive.
Wow, that analog clock.
He's gonna arrive at like 5:59.
6:01.
Yep. One of those two.
Bitch, get out of my way.
Wait, where does he live in Jersey?
I hope not. And run to the next car and get right back on.
Oh my god. Oh my god. He's a fucking Connecticut, like...
Yep.
Like, well, just, I mean, just look at him, yeah.
Oh my god.
What else are they gonna do? Throw you back off at the next stop?
Like, why doesn't the stepmom have more hope than the dad?
Because she probably banged JTT in his trailer offset.
Bitch?
Bitch, you should still run.
What the?
Tell me he's riding on the roof.
How did she not notice?
Thank God. I saw the roof rack. It was pretty obvious.
Shut up, kid! Like, wouldn't a woman for a child be really aware about her surroundings because her fucking child's in the car?
lucky she was going
tried this before. It does not work.
That woman drivers.
How does she not understand that there's somebody banging on the roof of her car?
What?
Must be a tire loose or something.
On the roof.
He also forgot to tuck and roll. Why is that bitch dressed as a Christmas tree?
I do like the dreidels that are there.
Ah, Kwanzaa!
Yes.
What's with the giant douche logs?
Is he gonna put like a working jetpack now?
Jamie!
Jamie!
He knows my name. Bitch! You open your present, we gonna have a problem.
You're in your town. How?
Yeah, seriously. How far away can it be?
Call your dad. Say I'm 5 minutes away.
I'm stealing your house, bitch. Why is Santa all bedazzled?
So there was only like one Santa in that whole parade.
Yep.
The shitty parade.
Equality, Chris. Equality.
If it's Hanukkah, yeah.
What?
Is this fucking holiday town? Like, everyone's got their own little
the
festival.
The kids see Christmas carolers are running around.
See, these are the people that I would pick up a snowball and hit.
In period costume, too. Perfect.
Get the fuck out of my way! Ah, not really!
I wonder about that ticket I bought my brother.
He should have been here by now.
Did you tell your dad to pick him up at the airport?
Yeah.
Oh my god. The feel-good part is about to happen, guys.
Ticket they never used.
Get ready, guys. The
oh, they're neighbors, part. Too?
Yeah, it seems like it, yeah.
It made it seem like they're not neighbors.
Yeah. They met at college.
Bitch, I am here in a one-horse open sleigh. Get in my pants.
She's like making out another guy.
Ed, what are you doing there?
She's like making out on mistletoe and another person. Yeah. It's like, oh, it's not cheating.
Not questioning the horse at all? Really?
He's got 5 minutes to get the Porsche!
Jake, did you steal a horse?
I don't know anything about cars.
I put horses. Spinners on the back.
Well, I mean, he is a master manipulator.
Yep.
Bitch, yeah. It's 6 o'clock. I'm not getting my car. So can I at least get a Hummer?
You want to come in and meet my dad, the Reverend?
Aw. Oh, he must smell like ass in that Santa suit by
Seriously,
now.
Seriously, doesn't anybody realize that he hasn't been out of that suit for like 4 days?
Yeah.
And he's been running a 5K. He ran a 5K. He sat in a fucking dog cage with a dog that shit on him.
He was in the face the entire time, yeah.
He sat on the side of the road and got soaking wet in the rain.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, his hair is perfectly feathered.
Yes, it's still coiffed.
You gotta see this porch.
Bitch, come with me.
Do they?
We are gonna go get my car.
I'm kidnapping you.
Do they?
I hate my parents.
They live in the same town, but they never met his parents.
Son, Jimmy, get the fuck out of the way! Again! Get out of the way!
Okay, I never understood this in movies. When they present the turkey like that, and they don't carve it before they serve it, like, they fucking have to carve it right when you eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was, like, a baby pig.
I like how they waxed and, like, washed the portion, just parked it in, like, the
just left it right in the front yard.
There's no salt or anything that could destroy the car.
Heyo! You called it.
Whoa. Because you care about me.
She is not Porsche worthy. She cheated on you, technically.
Yeah.
I will stress this point. I didn't realize that happened. So. You will get four of her for that one car. You know that, JT.
Yeah.
Seriously, dude. You get that car and shit. People will flock to you.
He's going to own his, like, weird college high school.
P.S. How did that stepmom not see the horse buggy Santa out front?
People are blissfully unaware of, like, just their surroundings in this movie.
Oh, daylight savings time, bitch! It's only five!
It's 5:59:59. You smell like shit.
How are they able to hear them in there?
Oh, yay.
Look, Dad, I brought a hooker home!
Ugh, son, you smell like crap.
Thank God someone said he stinks.
I'm naked underneath.
You have no idea about cars.
Nope. Son, everything's fine in the car.
Yeah.
He wants a sweater? Kinky.
Also, Mom, what's your name?
Did he just ask what her weight is? Yeah. Are you fat?
Why would you ask this?
Wow, dress size 8. What a cow!
Seriously, bitch, come on. I only date zeros.
Why are the prey?
They have come to repossess that
fire. I know, they've come to press charges.
Hey, there's that asshole that stole our car.
It's not the prey to beat to death.
Let's beat this family.
Peace on earth, kill him.
Use the piece on her side to burn down their house.
This is weird.
Okay. Peace on earth. We don't care that you stole our horse.
We're lost.
P.S. We don't care that we just cooked dinner and it's sitting inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spent the entire day on it, but that's okay.
It's like the people are really calm in this area where they're just, yeah, we'll just let this person join.
More shit in the carriage, too, but it's just like whatever.
It's like the weirdest parade route ever, because it's like they're going through, like, weird...
Oh, God. The floating hat's back. And...
No, it still wants a dance.
Jingle All the Way?
Wow.
Snow 2 Brain Freeze and Snow Globe.
Oh my god, it's a 98 degree song.
Nope.
It's 98 degrees.
NSYNC.
Is this NSYNC?
Yep, yeah, Christmas album.
Oh my god.
Everyone has a Dirty Pass song.
let's look at some of these people. Pizza eating Santa.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember a Santa eating pizza, but okay.
Right before the race, they're like carbo loading, you said.
Yeah, you didn't see him kill that part? What's wrong with you?
I carbo loaded the crap out of it!
How are this many stunts?
Yeah, what's the stunts?
Yo, all those guys that were running? That was a huge
shot. Yeah.
They might have had heart attacks, dude. Notice they got through all the people in the actual movie in the first 30 seconds. Yep. Now it's on to, like, hairstylists, artists, the dude that made the map.
I totally
best
forgot.
Boy at,
I best have, boy electric.
Yeah. Like, this movie's about getting to Connecticut. I totally didn't. I did overlook that.
Yeah.
Stunt coordinators. Holy shit. Is that all of the credits? Oh.
No, that's Canada apparently got
casting. How does Stuart Aikens get that big of a spot? Assistant to Tracy Trench. Who the hell is Tracy Trench? First
Man,
aid craft service.
Oh, I want those separate. I don't want my food and my help in the same service.
Yeah.
Special visual effects by Pinnacle. Seattle, Washington. Wow. I think one NSYNC song is going to take the entire credits through.
Jesus. Why
not even?
Normally it takes like 7 songs. Yeah. No, we're going to go with. You know, and sing. One song. We good. And in case you didn't know, this is a Christmas movie.
Christmas is a holiday.
Dewey Glaze, Houlihan, you don't deserve that big of a spot either. Oh, well, here come all the ripoff songs.
One of them is Blink-182.
Really?
What? I won't get over. What? It must have been edited.
Yeah.
There's no way they could have put a song back in that.
Buddy Guy, Blue Christmas.
Dr. Jones by Aqua.
I know, yeah.
Oh, Aqua.
Let's Get It On.
Poker King.
I don't remember Let's Get It On being played.
No.
By Marvin Gaye?
Yeah, I don't remember that one being played.
Unless there's some like lead scene where like Eddie comes out of the shower naked. It's
when he pulls his tower towel off. Oh, there it is.
Happy holidays. Insane. Well, like to thank Canada for no reason.
Well, Canada, you're pretty
where
awesome.
Where was the chick in this movie?
I think it was a comic on the floor.
But
yeah, when they were back in his room in the beginning, I think there was one.
Specifically reference like the cartoon though, Nick.
That's weird.
Buena Vista picture distribution.
Man, well, devil?
Later, we pretend this never happened.
Oh. All right. So that was I'll Be Home for Christmas.
That wasn't as bad as I thought it was gonna be. I remember it being worse.
It's just, I did.
It was just kind of boring. Like
it had moments, but like it's like now when we watch it when we're older, like there's so many like weird, questionable moments.
Yeah.
It's with not, rape like, it, and abduction and you know. Awkward.
I feel like it was like it seemed like it was way crazier than it actually is. Like it should have been like it seemed like all this is like wacky like he just gets like all these like insane scenarios like Jingle All the Way style of like now he's fighting Santas now he's like blowing up.
It's like watching Pee Wee's fucking Big Adventure. And
yeah, it kind of is.
What is going on here?
Well, like another thing is his like goals are really separate besides getting home and like.
Banging that chick.
Who obviously kind of cheated on him.
And lives, and apparently there's 5 minutes on the road, but they went in the same college. Like, both went across the country to, like, California college.
High school college.
High school college.
College, high school.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
What happened to Eddie?
Is he just like?
I think Eddie is just got and, like, sexually molested in jail,
like Nebraska the jail, match, yeah.
And I don't think he returned to school that semester.
No. Everyone's like, "Where's Eddie?"
And then it wasn't Eddie and the boys; it was just the boys. Also, there's no closure on how he gets back at Eddie and the boys for leaving him in the desert
to die.
To die
for like
to get eaten by fucking vultures
because they didn't get the answers to a test on their people
because they're idiots yeah. And can't take a fucking test from the 90s.
Jesus.
God damn it.
It was a different time. Like, you can't redo this movie and expect it to be a Disney movie.
Well, that's the thing. I would like to see... This is before popped collars.
Yeah.
This is before, you know, super bro stuff. And, god damn it.
I would like to see this as, like, remake it as, like, an action movie. It's like Jason Statham trying to get home. It's like Jason Statham
that and he just kills everybody.
I gotta get home before 6 o'clock.
Tell me what room they're in! And he just punches through their face.
Yeah. Like, instead of 5K, it's just like Jason Statham just like driving oil across the field and like punching Santas in the face on bicycle pedals or something.
Yeah.
And like driving
and, burn,
like,
and burning that little German town to the ground.
Yeah.
He does a 5K, but he does it with a bow staff and he just beats the shit out of everybody.
Or he just like hijacks an Audi and just like starts driving out.
And you know what? That $1,000, instead of buying turkeys for homeless people, it buys them a new suit
yep.
for the next transporter.
Yeah, it's just be like, yeah, it's like Transporter 4 or like Crank 3. Crank 3, Merry Christmas.
I'll be home for Christmas 2.
Combine it. Oh, God.
Combine all three franchises.
Yeah.
All right. I think any last words? I think we're almost good.
Yeah.
I regret nothing.
All right, Zach, sign us
off. I was like, this kind of killed JT's career, I think.
It did.
Actually, wait one second. Let's see actually how much he's been in after that, because it can't be that much.
Well, I know he did like a couple more things, and he went to like actual college and just like stopped acting.
He actually got a diploma in something.
Yeah.
Let's see. Home Improvement. He did a couple crappy segues into movies and TV shows.
I can't really think of, during Home Improvement, like, he was in, like, was, like, Man in the House or whatever with, like, Chevy Chase. And then, like,
to go back to what we talked about actually before we started recording, he was part of Last Man Standing.
Was he... Did he guest star in Last Man Standing?
Yes, he guest starred in Last Man Standing, which, for anybody that doesn't know, it's basically a Home Improvement, but with all females and Tim Allen.
I'm sure they made a bunch of, like, horrible jokes of, like, they probably, like, someone made a joke and it was like, this needs some Home Improvement. And it was just like...
This home could use some improvement.
It's just like, whoa!
Can we make it go faster?
Like, and he like grunted, and like he's probably never grunted on that show. And it's just like, whoa! And I was like, what the hell was that?
And apparently, he was also on Smallville for a couple episodes as a superhero. I don't really know who he is, but after that, he hasn't done Dick Diddley.
I think we should find him and ask him to watch the movie with us.
Again, if we found him, we would all have to make sure that we don't call him short, because I'm actually pretty sure that he's only like...
5-something?
5 foot nothing.
Yeah.
Also, if you look at his IMDb page, his picture really makes him look awkward, man.
It's like...
Yeah, he didn't fill out.
Also, okay, his main picture is what he looks like now. His second picture is him when he's like 10, and it's on Home Improvement.
Yep.
And he's flexing with the other kids and Tim Allen.
Yeah, if you think about all the kids from that show, he was the one who walked away with a deal to do something else. All those kids just went nowhere.
I've seen Zachary Ty Bryan a couple things recently.
Like porn?
Well, like, he was in...
Oh!
He was in, like, Burnt Notice. Wait, and stuff.
Zachary Ty Bryan?
Yeah.
Is he the older
one?
Yeah,
he was Brad.
Okay, because I know the younger one gets super emo towards the end of the show.
Yeah, and he didn't do anything.
And was like, oh god, I hate my life, oh, I hate everything, oh. It's like, what happened?
Home Improvement.
Home Improvement, all right. So I think we're good for now.
Yeah, hopefully everyone has enjoyed that. Have a Merry Christmas. We'll be back in 2014 with more wackiness and awesomeness from Everything Action. If you want more from us, you can go to everythingaction.com, facebook.com/everything.action, everythingaction.tumblr.com, twitter.com/evaction, email us at contact@everythingaction.com. You can find other commentaries and our regular podcast on iTunes by searching for us. And you subscribe on there, write us, leave us some reviews, leave us some comments. And you can also find episodes and commentaries on Stitcher.com. Just search for us in there. You can stream us or download us from there. And I think that's it. So for Chris, Joe, Asa, and Ryan, I am Zach, and we see you next commentary.